So good morning again, and good morning to our listeners in Cyberland. I get emails all the time from people who say they listen online nearly every week, and they feel like they are virtual members of this church. What they say about you is, your group really laughs a lot. So why don't you tell them hello?
Hello!
All right. Yes, good. Thank you. So this is the week we celebrate the birth of Jesus. He is believed to have brought God to the earth. He was so different and unusual. People who met him could only conclude he was God. So here's a question. What are some of the attributes in Jesus that you consider to be evidence of his divinity? You know, you can, this is a real question. You can just you can just call it out, like love, forgiveness, you know. Healing, kindness, miracles. Whoa.
Tolerance,
inclusivity.
Mercy.
Mercy. Yeah. Compassion, fearlessness. I'm going to get to that. Do you have any of those qualities?
Yes.
On a good day? We're talking today about as me, allowing the divine to express as me, because each of us brings God to the earth. We just have to let it out. This shows up in every spiritual tradition. It's an idea that we are divine, each of us is made in the image of God, but even more, it's an experience. I am the presence and power of God. We affirm that at the end of every service. I am the light of God, the love of God. It's not just what we do, but who we came here to be. And there are moments when we glimpse what's possible, usually in hindsight. You might realize you showed up as love or peace, or you spoke the word and created something, or you comforted someone and said just the right thing, it just popped out of your mouth. Or in a difficult situation, you somehow knew what to do and when to do it. Some of you are even healers. As me is realizing the truth of who you are and living from it effortlessly. In this church, we have called as me a lot of different things. Divine consciousness, unapologetic divinity, living as the Christ, oneness, enlightenment, superconsciousness, and I am. We've described ourselves as drops of ocean water containing all the elements of the ocean, something that is part of the whole, the divine. We've talked about spirit, soul, and body. Spirit is the God part of us, and we are never separate from it. We always have access to life, love, and wisdom. Charles Fillmore, Unity's co-founder, often began his prayers with an invocation. I am now in the presence of pure being and immersed in the Holy Spirit of life, love, and wisdom. Immersion into spirit, that's as me. But of course, we've been in it all along. We live in an ocean of the divine. God is all there is. Everything is a part of the whole. We just awaken to this essential reality of who we are. So in this Advent season, we've been looking at levels or realms of consciousness, ways that humans on a spiritual journey show up in the world, what we pass through and what's possible. To me, by me, through me, as me. We tend to develop them in order, but we can access any of them on any given day. To me is the starting point, powerlessness. Life happens to me. Maybe I get angry about it. Maybe I'm a helpless victim. Eventually, we learn we have a choice about how to react, how to think and feel about what happens to us. But life still seems to come from somewhere outside of us, and we think we have no control. Until one day, we're introduced to the idea that we are the creators of our own experience. Our thoughts have creative power. Life happens by me, by what I think and say. And it's fun for a long time to try to focus thought on what you want. And sometimes you see it come into being. You can manifest jobs, houses, partners, or love, health, opportunities, even peace in your life. But there's more power available. We don't have to think of everything ourselves. We can surrender to let spirit work through us. allow the divine to flow through us. So much more good is available than we can imagine, literally more than we can think up. So we let a greater power take over. It's not giving up. It's not abdicating our creative responsibility. But it's going into partnership with a stronger, wiser energy. Call it God, higher self, the soul, the divine, the universe, life, or think of it as angels, guides, or Jesus. Jesus lived most of the time in as me. Incorporating through me and by me, you can see him use those, and that's what we do too. We incorporate and transcend at each of these stages. We don't leave them behind. We take it all with us and develop more. It was Jesus' way of being in the world that set him apart, not just what he did. And apparently people just wanted to hang around in his energy, enough so that they would follow him walking all over Palestine, even when they were in danger. Jesus knew his spiritual self, and he constantly affirmed it. I and the Father are one. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. There's I am, the God part of us. So it's not Jesus the man, but the divine in him and in us. That's the way, the truth, and the life. It's the way to God, our eternal connection. He kept trying to tell us who we are. Jesus said, "Don't you know you are God's?" He said, "You are the light of the world." Jesus recognized and affirmed his divinity, and then he used words and actions to release the light, life, and substance of spirit. He said he had overcome the world, and that's what we do too. Fillmore said, "The way of overcoming is first to place oneself by faith in the realization of sonship, and second, to demonstrate it in every thought and act." In other words, know that you're divine and don't forget it. You are God in expression. Think that way, act that way. Of course, Jesus is not the only example. The word Buddha means one who is awake. It seems increasingly common for people to have an experience of awakening, to go through a period of love and oneness when they see the unity of all things and the love that undergirds the universe. Even when it fades, they know the truth. And others of us take that on faith. But waking up the divine in us is not the crowning achievement. It's just the start of living at a new level. We have this new awareness, but we're still human. We're still on earth. Chop wood, carry water. So what now? I've actually been worried about this talk for weeks because I know you're going to ask me how to live with God expressing as you. How do you get into that consciousness? I don't know. How did Jesus express God so clearly? Was he born with it in that manger? Did he develop it as he grew up? He seems to have remembered his true self more quickly than most of us do. My personal belief is that his level of consciousness was achieved over many, many lifetimes, and he came here deliberately to teach us, and we're still trying to get it. But a shift is underway, don't you think? Communication with the other side is becoming common. Fewer people think you're crazy if you talk to the dead, or channel energy or information from the non-physical, or if you just say, "I feel guided." More and more people see themselves as spiritual beings, not religious, but just a part of something greater. So how does that show up in our lives? Because living like Jesus or Buddha can seem unattainable. So what does our divinity look like? Turns out we're not the first people to ask this question. Buddhism has an eightfold path about how to live awake. It includes right relationship to yourself and to life. Right, not in the sense of right and wrong, but wholeness. How to live in wholeness or oneness. In the Bible, the Apostle Paul talks about the fruits of the Spirit, those qualities we exhibit when we're living in divine consciousness. Unity has something called the 12 powers. Charles Fillmore made this list of divine qualities that he said are hardwired into every human being, and we have them represented on these quilts. Next month, a new book is coming out by Linda Martella Whitsitt, who is the minister at Unity of San Antonio. And it's about how to live from these 12 powers, how to express these attributes of God in us. The book is titled Divine Audacity. This is who we came to be. This is what's possible for us. This is what Jesus and Buddha and others kept trying to tell us, to call us higher, to convince us our true nature is divine. Fillmore said, "We know that we are sons of God." It was his time. We are people of God. Then why not acknowledge it and proceed to take possession of it? I think acknowledging is easier than taking possession. But we can do it, and we do it, every time we go into deep meditation or create with our words or offer compassion or love, the divine is expressing as me. It's an elevated perspective that somehow combines unconditional love with detachment. We detach from the story, our own or someone else's. We feel compassion, but we also know it doesn't have to be this way. It just is, for now. I think a lot of as me is leaving behind our fear. Fear is the belief that something someone else does can affect me or those I love. And it can affect my body or my life circumstances. But it cannot change my true nature, my divine essence. What happens in the outer world cannot disconnect me from the source of all things. You think about Jesus' life at the end when he stood trial and he didn't resist, didn't fight, didn't defend himself. He was fearless because he detached from the story. Even as his physical body died, he expressed love for those around him. And then he showed us that we never really die. We know as me when we see it. It's so much more than trying to be nice all the time. And it's not giving yourself away until you're empty. That's why we open ourselves to the flow in through me to tap into that endless supply. Our great challenge is to live in this physical world without being fooled by the human condition, without succumbing to fear and doubt, to be self-contained as a spiritual being in the world but not of it. There are two ways to be in God consciousness. One is to try, the other is just to be there. We're still trying in by me and through me. We are consciously working to remember who we are and what's possible for us to do. In as me, we just are. Loving, forgiving, compassionate, wise, zealous, all these things on the quilts. It is effortless because it is our nature. And frankly, I don't know where the line is between through and as. When do we move from consciously surrendering our lives to a higher power into merging with that power and living from the one mind? When does allowing God to work through me turn into expressing God as me? Maybe it's when we turn our attention from within back to the world. Or when we finally completely shift from human personality into the divine core. Most of us will only do that for moments, maybe hours, maybe days. But we've come so far already. We have overcome to me most of the time. We have moved from seeing ourselves as pawns on God's chessboard to participants in God's creation. We have learned our own creative power in by me, and we've partnered with an even greater power in through me, becoming a channel to bring divine love and light onto the planet. And now as me, we've come full circle, returning to our true nature while we're still on earth. Emerson called it the wise silence, the universal beauty, the eternal one. The author Elizabeth Gilbert said, "We don't realize that somewhere within us all, there does exist a supreme self who is eternally at peace." And Oprah said, "I live from the inside out. So everything that I have because I let it be fueled by who I am. and what I realize my contributions to this planet could be. As me. We all come with contributions to make. Maybe not to change the world, but to change our world. And in doing so, to let others see what is possible for them. We won't create heaven on earth by forcing other people to change. But the world will change as more and more people wake up. There may be little we can do except blaze a trail. If Jesus is our model, maybe we can be a model for someone else. Not because we're better, but we might be happier, and eventually they might want what we have. I think the Great Awakening is happening faster all the time, around the globe. Sanaya is a group of energies a lot like Abraham Hicks, that is channeled by a woman named Suzanne Giesman, who is speaking here next year. And whether or not you believe in channeling, this message struck me as a good description of as me, how we incorporate the divine into our lives. It's longer than I usually read, but I liked it a lot. Is Santa Claus real? Yes, quite real as you are. He exists as a concept, an entity in consciousness, the one mind. And you carry out his actions, do you not? Giving gifts and bringing smiles. Is the Christ real? Yes, as real as you are. And you carry out his actions, do you not? Playing the role of the comforter and modeling loving kindness. Is Buddha real? Yes, as real as you are. And you carry out his thoughts and actions, bringing peace to those around you. Forms of consciousness do not need physical form to be real. They may have walked the earth, or they may never have existed in human form. But because they are held in consciousness as distinct forms, Santa, Jesus, Buddha, they live on in your consciousness. All is a play of the mind, and you have the great honor, and if you choose to see it this way, the great responsibility, to carry out the legacy of those who truly modeled love, to be their model in human form. Your choices are limitless. Who will you model today? So let's take these thoughts into meditation with Kit.
Let's take a deep breath in and let it out fully. And another one in, and give that sigh as you release it, just that big, yeah, there it is, there it is. And just move into that place. That place that is soft. That place where your body, your physical body, relaxes, lets go, and let's just breathe into that question. Who are you going to show up as today? Who is your I am? Who is the I am in you without your current story? Thank you. I know, and I affirm the I am of divinity. Allow yourself to move into I am divine. And just repeat that to yourself. I am divine. Divine. Let's take a deep breath in. Let it out with, I am divine. Another deep breath and say that quietly out loud. Allow yourself to say it. I am divine. Yourself back into this space. Gently as you went in, gently bring yourself back to this amazing community and these divine beings that you are surrounded by and with. Just delicious deep breath in and fully out. anchor that divinity with me now with the Alleluia. Alleluia.